24/7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Israeli security forces firing tear gas and rubber bullets as Palestinians gathered at a tense West Bank checkpoint tonight. Some Palestinians shot firecrackers at the Israeli troops. The checkpoint is near the prison from where Israel is freeing more Palestinian prisoners as part of the latest exchange with Hamas during the ceasefire. The International Red Cross has taken 17 hostages that were held by Hamas from Gaza to Egypt and then Israel. A Red Cross bus carrying nearly three dozen Palestinian prisoners released by Israel arrived in the West Bank. Hundreds of people greeted it, many holding Hamas flags and chanting pro-Hamas slogans. One of the Palestinians, Israel Jabis, had been in prison since 2015. When she arrived home in East Jerusalem, this was her family's welcome. Outside the home of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in West Jerusalem, hundreds of Israelis demanding more action. This is ABC News. The end of the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire could see a shift in the Biden administration's priorities, says ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
The president is facing growing pressure from his own Democratic colleagues to do more, to try to look for a long-term solution, to look to an end to this, to look for what happens after Hamas is gone. And it was very interesting to me that the president was asked flat out about some of those calls from progressive members of the Democratic Party about potentially putting conditions on military aid to Israel, and he did not say no to that.
Today is Small Business Saturday. Reports say customers have spent over $180 billion in the 13 years of the annual promotion. Research showing most of it stays in the community. In San Jose, California, Christina Bowie and her family own a bridal shop.
It's ideal to have somebody here in this community making it for you from here, not sending it out anywhere else and having our special touches on it.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes! Yeah! I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to the Live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, Live in the Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate from where First Weber. Find more at movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, tonight we celebrate our weekly live performance and interview segment, now called Live in the Lair. Our story goes back to the lockdowns in 2020 when Michael Crute of Devil's Advocates and owner of the station formerly known as Devil Radio requested live music on our radio show. Our studio back then had less room and we started having solo artists perform in the small production studio, which was also doubled as Crute's office. And that's how our live music segment became the Devil's Lair. 3 years and three studios later, Max Inc. Radio has produced nearly 100 performances, and many of them during the pandemic lockdowns when public gatherings were prohibited and everything live music shut down. Now called Live in the Lair, our weekly show schedule is packed with amazing local artists from around Wisconsin. And this weekend, Tani Diakite was set to perform tonight, but due to a family issue with a band member, Tani was forced to reschedule. So tonight we present a very rare and special broadcast of Live in the Lair Rarities. I went through a ton of old broadcasts and handpicked several performances from popular artists here on Max Inc. Radio, along with a small clip of the interview. Let's open Rocker's Closet and see what falls out. The first song we start with tonight is performed solo. It's by Madison singer-songwriter Dana Perry, and it was on January 30th, 2021. It was a strange time in the music scene when everything was locked down, and many of the performers we had in the studio mentioned how they had not performed in front of people or even with their bandmates since the lockdown had begun. So a lot of these was like their first gig back. This is Dana Perry. Everything is moving. Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Everything is moving is from my couple albums ago. It's from the Reclamation album. And it's one I like to play. It's kind of written during a time when I needed a reminder that while we are allowed to be still and feel stagnant and do what we need to do while we're down there, it's nice to have a reminder that whenever we're ready again, you know, the earth still turns, cars, traffic still do their thing. Everything's still moving, so that's what this one's about.
Just a moment, just a story. 'Cause everything is moving and the paper strain is always right on.
I can't pause the movie, maybe I can direct the scene. If I can't pause the movie, maybe I can direct the scenes.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sinclair Civic Media, we are local music, the Mascot Theory, live in the lair from October 23rd, 2021. Rocker, I believe that was one of the first performances, maybe the second. I don't know if it was the first, but that was in the lobby of the Norbity Lane Studios.
I think it was, Jimmy. I know that Terry Barr was at that one, and that year Flannel Fest was actually being held at Funk's Pub. So they were in and they were promoting Flannel Fest that year, and that was just when the restrictions were just starting to lighten up, and some live shows were kind of back that summer a little bit,
and we were safe. Fall. We weren't like on top of each other. That's why they were in the other room and we were in the other studio. It was kind of a weird setup we had. Cables all over the place too. You know,
everyone had to really adjust what they were doing, and but we We stayed on live radio the entire pandemic, Jimmy. Nothing stopped us.
And we're still here.
And we're still here.
And you can't stop us.
You can't stop us.
Except when the microphones don't work.
That's the only thing that can stop us. But that was Luna's fault. Jimmy, May 14th, 2022. This is when we were at the studio on University Avenue. So this was a little bit more modern. Lo Marie, she was just getting back from a Furious Bongos tour. That's that. That's a lovely Frank Zappa tribute band that's filled with mostly Madison musicians, and they tour the country now. And Lo is a part of that. So this was a performance from then, May 14th, 2022. This is Lo Marie, The Bar.
But in any case, the song is not about alcoholic beverages. It was actually much deeper than that and examines kind of where we set the bar for ourselves, for someone that we're in a relationship with, and for society, right? So we get to decide, like, do I want this person in my life? Right. And what, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but what is it that I need? And if you have different thoughts about morality, am I judging you if I choose to remove myself? Am I saying I'm better than you? I hope not. Mm-hmm. I hope not. And so this song was kind of a contemplation on that, about where we set the bar for ourselves, for our relationships, and for society.
It seems like a perfect song for these times, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I asked you to be kind. I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. If the world was caving in, I hope you'd act and not be shy. Now I'm alone and thinking, did I set the bar too high? I wanted to forgive, to love you through and through, to be there when you wake, be the one who cares for you. There's a few things, babe, I needed you to try. Now I'm all alone and thinking, did I set the bar too high? I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close.
to you. But who am I to judge? What is good and what is right? Now I'm all alone and thinking, did I set the bar too high? Now I'm alone and thinking, did I set the bar too high?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, Pine Traveler guys, we're going to get right back to some live music. The next song you have for us tonight is called Biggest Small Town. Is that Brooklyn, Wisconsin?
That is one example of the biggest small town. And yeah, with a title like that, you know, it's got to be. But in a more broad sense, it's any small town USA. It's your town. It's Mad Town. It can be Madison on some days, you know, feel like, you know, it's this big city, but you know, a lot of people, it can feel like a small town and universally it can apply to anyone, you know, because on any given day, as we all know, you know, many towns can feel like that biggest small town, that biggest little city.
Nice.
Let's check it out. It's the Pine Travelers live into Devil's Lair on Devil Radio.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Biggest small town in America. Down to the nitty-gritty, feels like you ain't going nowhere. Living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America. Oh yeah, Devil's Lair. Some folks call it a city, but they ain't from around here. They ain't living in the biggest small town in America. It can be gritty, yeah. Well, I'm working from beer to beer, and I'm living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America. Took a walk with Gary, picking it with Art Paul. Living in the biggest small town in America. Some down on State Street, he was booking toward Library Mall. Living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America. Oh, what's in that backpack now? Thank you. pretty, you ain't thinking too damn clear when you're living in the biggest small town in America. Down to the nitty gritty, feels like you ain't going nowhere. Living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America. I, you know, some days I feels just like that.
Pine Travelers live in the Devil's Lair. That's some good music here on Devil Radio 92.7.
Super awesome. The Pine Travelers. That was from April 10th, 2021.
Yep.
I just told you off air, I cannot imagine a better way to get paid tribute to Nick Cutler than playing that song on the radio for him.
You know, Nick Cutler, he passed away nearly a year ago, October 27th, 2022. So that was a great tribute. That was a great song about Madison, an inspired performance. That middle jam section is not something that appears on the album, I'll tell you that. And, you know, all the our Paul mentions, the Nitty Gritty, Library Mall, it was just, you know, just a fun home song. Those guys were an awesome band.
You know what that song kind of reminds me of with all the Madison references? Remember the band Good Time Camper?
Yeah.
Their song Madison?
Yep, that's
same,
right.
Same deal. How cool is that? And they were all packed in Crudy's office
over
at Normandy Lane.
Yeah. Yep, and I think he was using his amplifier, the electric guy, and we kind of stuck it outside the office door and shut the door and put a mic on it. we used some creative mixing techniques to get some of these recordings, that's for sure.
We sure did. You're listening to a best of, so to speak, of the Lair over the last couple of years. We've been doing it here. When we come back, we've got cuts from Adem Tesfaye, Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets, People Blowers Band, and Katie Scullin on Max Inc. Radio.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Rocker and Jimmy K, Best of the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Connect with them now at movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, in a minute, we're going to hear from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, the first time that they played in the Lair way back on Normandy Lane a couple years ago, April 24, 2021, that will be. They're going to play Can't Let Go, which was actually a Lucinda Williams cover.
It was an amazing
and,
performance.
And we had a kind of little funny diatribe about t-shirts that I think will like. But right now, let's get to Katie Scullin. She was over in the University Avenue studio right there with the cars driving by. And we asked her at the end of the show, we said, you know, we got a little time. You want to play another song? And she picked a favorite song of hers by the Beatles, Across the Universe. Katie, thank you so much for coming in to play for us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we probably have time for like one more song. And I know you play a variety of covers out at the clubs around the area. Can you play us your favorite cover song? And I don't even know if we have enough time to even explain.
No, we don't.
Do it.
All right, this is one I've been working on through the pandemic.
Katie Scullin, live in the Devil's Lair.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jacuru.
That's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I love that song so much. And we were just talking about the Beatles. I was like, ah, it's meant to be.
It is. We love you so much.
Oh, I love you guys.
Oh, my
Thank you.
This has been such a wonderful hour of live music.
Yay. Live music on the radio.
The next song you're playing for us tonight is called Can't Let Go. Now, I mean, I have a hard time with this as well. When it comes to band t-shirts, I think I'm a hoarder.
And we just added to your collection.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, actually, this is a Lucinda Williams cover. So you might recognize
Racker,
it.
Racker, Beth has the same problem, though, with band t-shirts.
I purged this summer. I purged. I went from 120 shirts down to 88 shirts.
Wow. So, wow, how did you do it?
I know. Well, okay, you know what? There's a secret drawer in my house where some of them. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, one. Good thing I counted myself into that song. Go on, Shondell Marks.
Baby, one more time. Don't make me sit all alone and cry while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. Like a fish out of water, a cat up a tree. You don't even want to talk to me while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says I'm sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. While it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You see, I got a candle that burns so bright in my window every night. While it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. Oh, you like to see me hanging around. I feel like I'm shot, but didn't fall down. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. Shondell Marks. Woo!
We'd have to stop here for a wild applause. People throwing roses and underwear at Shawnee on the keyboard.
I prefer briefs.
And that's Jen Farley over there on the tambourine.
Keep in time, baby. Keep in time.
All right, third verse.
Oh, you turn off the trouble light. You turn off the light. You went off and left me. It's just staying right. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. Oh, you don't like to see me hanging around. I feel like I've been shot, but didn't fall down. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go.
Let it go, girls.
He won't take me back when I come around. Says I'm sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. When I come around, he says he's sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. One last time, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go.
In my underwear. Gin, oh, chocolate, boy, and bottle rockets live in the Devil's Lair.
Yes.
Wow, that was fun.
Well, now, you missed, there was a lot of theatrics in here that you couldn't see. I mean, oh, Jen was throwing her tambourine, and Shawnee did a couple backflips. She banged her head on the keyboard, yeah, a few times. I did this jump cut off backflip off the desk in here.
My.
backflips in the Devil's Lair.
Yes.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's just about, you know, how our subconscious mind is affected by the things that are surrounded, we're surrounded by, and the images that they project to us. I actually wrote this song a really long time ago, so it was like one of my first guitar songs, so I always try to throw that in the repertoire. When I first started to transition to like rapping and playing guitar, I was like, okay, I gotta rap and play the guitar. This is gonna be interesting. When I broke away from my band, I knew I wanted to rap, and I was like tired of chasing musicians around, so I said, I better learn how to play the guitar. When I lived in Seattle, that was what really happened. So like I was out there, and I was like, I need to do something, because this is not gonna work. And so that's when I picked up the guitar.
Nice. Well, let's check it out right now. Some live music live in the Devil's Lair. Adem Tesfaye, live in the Devil's Lair.
It's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. Yo, when I was a kid, I would act a certain way. I would rap, and other kids would go out and play. Freestyling was it, thinking of something fresh to say. Say what was happening now, 30 years later, I break it down. A small town boy with big city ideas. To let you hear it, can't tell you exactly what it is. With the choice of business, marriage, and education, I get that all in one, and plus release my frustration. I could be a doctor, lawyer for choice of occupation, but you hit us in your stereo for any occasion. And when the music is on, the feeling's amazing. The one thing that's got me crazy, cause it's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. Now, basketball was my favorite sport, and I played. Guess how many NBA teams I've made? Zilch. I'm guessing because I'm tall like stilts. I catch guilt because I'm not the next Wilt. But time moves on, and new pluses get built. The past is irrelevant, the clues on the evidence. So now I just face the weight of the world. Hunger, confusion, disease, the nonstop war. So go ahead and ask me what I'm praying for. I should be praying more, helping more, spread more love. Anything positive I can think of, because by the way, these children, they need a brighter day. Cause it's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. It's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. You.
Very nice. Wow. Adem Tesfaye live at the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio 92.7.
That was from April 2nd, 2022. What was that? The University Avenue Studios rocker, Adem Tesfaye. His voice is magic.
Yeah, I mean, just naturally sounded awesome. Just him and his guitar, you know, just jamming away. It was that was an amazing performance. He's performed twice in the Lair, and both times, absolutely amazing.
He did a trip to New York, I think, last year or maybe earlier this year. He posted a bunch of pictures along the route. It's kind of cool to go on vacation with Adem Tesfaye in the Big Apple. Before that, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. What a fun song that was, man. And they performed a couple of times in the Lair, most recently at the University Avenue Station.
Yes.
And that was also a spectacular performance.
That's right. But the one we heard tonight, that was an old one. That was from back in Norman the Lane. Original Devil's Lair.
They were crushed into Crudy's office.
Yes, they were. And it was so fun. Boy. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, they're a lot of energy.
They really are. And they play out every once in a while. If you like female harmonies, they are the band to see because they've got the harmonies down.
And the energy.
And the energy, yeah.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Not to mention, individually, they're each firecracker powerhouses here in Madison. Beth Keeley, Shondell Marks, Jen Farley. Wow. Yes. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, we got Max Inc. Heavy. We're going to kick it off with a double dip of Bond Scorpion. Plus, I got some Carbellion in the playlist. Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Rocker, what's coming up next week on the big show here?
You know what? We have Corey Hart. He's going to be in here, and we're going to be talking to the community pharmacy is going to come in here.
Another great local business.
And we're going to talk. They're launching all online now. So Community Pharmacy Online, we're going to hear all about that next week. And then Corey Hart in the Devil's Lair, Live in the Lair. We stopped calling it Devil's Lair. So.
Right.
Now it's just Live in the Lair. And so Corey Hart will be here and a whole lot of stuff coming up in the future.
Corey is going to be a great time to listen to. But don't forget, if you're listening tonight and if you missed any part of the show, you can listen to the replay tomorrow, Sunday at the same time. And then the podcast will be available at MaxInkRadio.com on Monday. Rocker, we got one more song that we've saved for the last because, well, they're one of the best.
Jimmy, the People Brothers Band. And this is just a perfect song to end with. And it was totally, you know, kind of during the lockdown. It was March 27th, 2021. And we were just about to come out, I think. Mm. Spring was coming here. And this was at the Normandy Lane Studio. And this was the title song from their album, Love Electric.
Were they in the main lobby as well?
No.
No?
Nope. They were in the original Devil's Lair.
I don't recall how that was configured. I mean, the People Brothers Band, they're big.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well check it out.
We crunched them in, Jimmy.
We figured
out a way to do it. I mean, some of these performances were just absolutely amazing and you know, almost done inside just a little tiny office.
We're just trying to do a radio show and kill a little time.
Yes, indeed. just to get back to something that Craig does and why we go to Jamaica is for his mission, Jam for Jamaica. And he has been raising money for years to build houses in poorest Jamaica. So that is just another beautiful thing that we are honored to be part of. And yes, indeed.
The last song of the night that you're going to play is the title track to your last record, Love Electric. Yes. Shock Me.
Love this song.
We're going to try to right now. I think that this song is so beautiful and so powerful because the most important, one of the most important things I can think of in the world is love. There is nothing that is more lasting. There is nothing that can heal a broken heart the way that it can. And so I want to tell you all about that right here.
Oh,
can make the birds sing out in the trees? What can make a grown man fall down crying on his knees? What can give a broke, defeated heart the strength to carry on and keeps the spirit living long after the body is gone? It's love, electric, and it keeps the world spinning round. It's love, electric, it sounds like it feels. Is that it comes in so many forms, with all the colors of our rainbow and all the power of a storm, like the stars in the sky above. Endless are the ways, and it's a blessing to count them every day that I wake like a lamb. From the soul, the thread of the game, the warmth of a hug, the kiss of the rain, smell of a fire, a baby's first cry, and a pain in your heart when you're saying goodbye. Oh, the love of a dog and children at play. It's a comfort of home at the end of the day. It is joy, it is pain, it can heal, it can burn, it is strong, it is real, it is dead. Since you learn, it's love, electric, and it keeps the world spinning round. It's love, electric, it sounds like it feels. It feels like it sounds.
People Brothers Band, I Feel the Love. That was awesome.
Fantastic. That was really good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. We love you, y'all.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you. in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. 17 hostages that were held by Hamas have been taken from Gaza to Egypt and then Israel by the International Red Cross. This is part of the latest exchange